This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It is New Year's Day, and welcome to 2017. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Now, coming up tonight, we got to get caught up because we're behind by like a couple weeks now on the Economics in One Lesson, the book that we have been reading here, not on the air, but off the air, and then talking about on the air. And Johnny Ray and Daryl and myself are going to be talking about that coming up. Of course, your calls, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. That kind of is the point here on Free Talk Live. In other news, we got all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about, including vandals attacking a satanic display that was erected as an atheist protest to a nativity scene. 762 homicides in Chicago. Daryl's got that story and whatever you want to talk about. Let's go to Skype, where, by the way, our Skype username is lrn.fm. That's where Mustafa is on the line in Freetown. Go ahead, Mustafa.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, go. How are you?
That's fantastic. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Oh, yes. You know, I just want to say Happy New Year to all our brothers in the United States over there. As well, I have one of my brother. Yeah, his name is Abbas. So, like, he's with me presently in my office space. And I bring him to the so that he can speak a bit about his business plan. Because, like, he's looking about supplying fertilizer and also some insect killers for plantation in Ireland. Because, like, most of the farmers are just doing season farming. So, like, and at the same time, most of this plantation is get damaged by insects. So Abbas is with me, and we talk a bit.
So what you're saying is that there's a lot of insect infestation in Sierra Leone, and so having some insect killer would help with that?
Yes. So, like, this a guy called Abbas. Mm-hmm. He's a young Sierra Leonean that came up with this idea that most of, you know, our plantation is get damaged by insects. So, like, you know, and those plantations, before it reach to the final consumer, it get damaged. So, like,
right.
Much losses, yes, much losses to farmers in Sierra Leone. And we farmers are only doing season farming. Like, after
season?
The rain season,
is that what you're saying? Season farming?
Seasonal farming.
Seasonal, okay.
Seasonal farming.
Yeah.
It's like after the end of the rain season, people cannot farm anymore because, like, water is our problem. So, like, most of them are trying their level best to see how they can get a water pump so that they can do their farming. So, like, Habas is a young Sierra Leonean that came up with this idea for him to reach these local farmers, you know, for them to get most of this fertilizer so that most of their plantation can, you know, be, you know, like, maybe challenge with other counties as well, because most of our plantation is not too much challenging. You know, after the harvest, it's like most of the harvest products is not too much, you know, for the need of the people.
I couldn't make that one out. Oh, harvest. Okay.
Harvest.
Gotcha. Yes. So, you know, what is it like there dealing with the government in Sierra Leone? It's not exactly one of the most freedom-friendly places. If you're a farmer there, you know, does the government get in the way, or do they allow you to decide your own crops? Do they, you know, allow you to make decisions for yourself? Because in some places, you got to do what the government says. In Sierra Leone, do you get to make those choices?
Yes, Sierra Leone is a free state. For now, it's a free state. So, like, you know, people can just farm for themselves. The only thing is, if you have your farmland, you can farm. It's like many people have their farmland in the provincial area, so they farm for themselves, mm-hmm. and reach to the final consumer. The point is, most of them facing so many challenges, because what happens is, like, most of these insects, you know, that damage their plant, and some of these wild animals cut off most of their plantations. So, like, they are facing so much challenges. And Abbas, a young Sierra Leonean that came up with this idea and said that, okay, I will see how I can, you know, reach to these people for them to get at a low amount of costs, for them to get, you know, fertilizers and also some insect killers that will kill some of these insects.
So these things are not, like, so a lot of our listeners in the United States are, it's hard to, you know, imagine a life without Home Depot, right? Where we can just go down to this store and they have all of this stuff, all of the fertilizer that you could want, all of the insect killer that you could want in varying different brands and types and costs. There, it sounds like you don't have easy access to any of those things. So you said Abbas is with you. I guess, you know, what is the idea to help connect the farmers with these products? Do you even have them available anywhere in, you know, in the area? What's the plan here?
Yes, I think Abbas have already do in a chat about it, and then he have most of this local, because he work with local farmers. You know, it's like local farmers are the more people that, you know, reach to the final consumers. And some of them don't have that bigger capital. So, like, he have most of their contacts, most of their information. So if Abbas can have the opportunity to get most of these insect killers and fertilizer that can help with our farming, because, like, most of the problem in Sierra Leone is not feeding ourselves, and what we are making is, like, it's not a huge turnover. So what happens is, like, we want to see how we can invest in this 2017 plan for farming to stay in Sierra Leone so that we can eat our product, and in our surplus, we can also ship our surplus. So Abbas is with me. Maybe he will just say a bit about what he has in his plan.
Sure. I mean, I'm happy to. Johnny Ray, go ahead.
Well, I have a somewhat unrelated question for you, Mustafa. Do most, what percentage of the households in Sierra Leone would you estimate grow some of their own food to eat?
Well, our former president, the president, but he have already passed away, his name is Tijan Kaba. He is the man that came up with an idea, like Donald Trump say, America will be great again. He say that if you plant in your backyard, you know, 2012, you will go to bed with food. So what happens is, like, people are not planting in their backyards, because the point is, like, they don't have the equipment. And then most of our local farmers don't have most of this equipment for them to plant. So what happened? We have less people planting in the backyards. But Abbas here want to encourage people that if you plant in your backyard, you can save yourself, and you can save the little cost that you will have to go to the market. So what you plan to go to the market, if you have like maybe $10 to $15 you want to take to the market, you can save few of those things. And if you plant in your backyard, maybe you can have your bitter balls and other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's because Sierra Leone, we eat most of leaves. So, like, that's one will be saved.
Sierra Leone, you what?
And you know, that's
Say that again.
We ate much of leaves. Yeah,
I can't
we ate much of leaves. Leaves.
You know, we have leaves. Okay.
Yeah, leaves. Yeah. We have the petoso leaves. We have the cassava leaves. We have different leaves. So Abbas want to see how we can reach people, and also, you know, we have many Sierra Leoneans in the United States as well, like Ohio and Maryland as well. They want to see how we can market some of this stuff over there, so people can enjoy our local products.
Well, that gets, you know, complicated, right? I mean, it's one thing to encourage people to grow their own food in their backyard, but to actually export food from one country and then import it into another. That then you've got customs that you're dealing with, and there's probably bribes that need to be paid, and you're competing with mega, mega companies that are out there growing, you know, huge crops in South America and in Mexico and, you know, other places where they've, you know, got an industry that are, it would be very, very hard to compete internationally. I'm not trying to talk you out of doing that. I'm just kind of letting you know that that's a whole different game that you'd be playing there. But I fully support, you know, people growing their own food. Here in the United States, it's like a hobby for some. some people, but over there, it could be the difference between, you know, making your bill, you know, getting whatever bills you have paid or not. If Abbas wants to get on and, you know, talk about his idea, I'd be happy to hear about it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, you know, it's a completely different world over there. A lot of stuff we take for granted here in the United States, not so easy in Sierra Leone. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and it is the New Year's Day edition of the program. If you have some New Year's resolutions that you're taking seriously, you're welcome to share those with us if you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you want to try the best pillow you may ever use for 60 days, you can go and get MyPillow at MyPillow.com with code FTL. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow, and it's a great pillow. I've been using it for many months now at this point, since earlier in 2016, and it's a fantastic pillow. If you don't agree, though, well, you got 60 days to decide. If you think for whatever reason it's not the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back and they'll send you your money back. So they really stand behind their products over there at MyPillow, and they even guarantee the pillow will last for 10 years. It's MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Plus, you can wash MyPillow, unlike pretty much every other pillow you've probably ever experienced. You can put it in the washer and the dryer, and it's designed for that. So go to MyPillow.com, code FTL, gets you one at half price or two for the price of one. As we go back to Mustafa, he is on the line from Freetown, South Africa, Sierra Leone. And you were calling to talk about how difficult it is to farm there in Sierra Leone. There are just some of the basics that a lot of farmers in the United States have that you guys don't have. Simple tools, for instance, are fairly uncommon in different households that could be doing their own farming. In those places where there are actual farmers, then many of them don't have pesticides. Many of them do not have fertilizers, and so therefore their crops are being ravaged. And so we've got Mustafa, and then also, Mustafa, you say you have a friend Abbas with you tonight.
Yes, I have a friend, name is Abbas. You know, he's the one who had the idea, and Abbas is with me, and he can say hi to the people of United States.
Hi.
Hi, Abbas.
Hey, Abbas, so what is your idea that that you wanted to share?
Well, actually, I've came up with this idea since 2016, but I didn't have any sponsor or, like I can say, during the dry season, we cannot farm enough plantation, you understand? Unless we have fertilizer that can kill the insecticides at the farming.
How many farms actually, how many of the farmers in Sierra Leone have access to any of that stuff?
Well, actually, just my own local farmers near my area, I think about five or so, I don't can say.
Like, Abbas is trying to say, like, it is few farmers having connections in getting insecticides and all the stuff, because it is not easy for you to see a farmer having those things, because what happens is, like, most of them, you know, they are poor farmers, and the poor farmers, you know, give out poor plantations. That is what I'm seeing, because Abbas is trying to bring me, you know, so that we can take, you know, a shot, because, like, it's not too much, you know, of a, you know, speaking much English, you know, so, like, I'm with him, and then, you know, we are doing a shot, but, like, he's trying his level best and try to see how 2017 his projects can stand and it can reach to the people.
And if you get insecticides, then you can extend the growing season? Is that the point of it? So that you don't have to be seasonal farmers?
Yes, that is another point, you know. That's one. But in the same time, you know, it's like subsistence farming is what we need in Sierra Leone, because, like, people are not doing subsistence farming. I was talking to, like, an old mother that is doing a local farm, you know, and she's taking care of like eight children, you know, that's most of their problem. So, like, I told her that I will pay a visit to her and try to see how she's doing. But, like, most of the farming in Sierra Leone is a seasonal farming. It's like people farm only in the rain season, and when it's dry season, it's so much bad, because they don't farm. So that is the problem. And we want to feed ourselves. You know, we are sick and tired. We are sick and tired of asking always for people to feed us. And it is now time for us to use our brothers for them to farm. Because farming is the backbone of any country development.
Yeah, I would say that is absolutely true. So what's the plan here, though? I mean, does Addis have connections to people who can get, you know, wholesale large amounts of fertilizer and insecticides? Does he have those connections?
Yes, he have already done most of his research about getting a large amount of people, you know, your local people as well, big people that is doing big farming as well, so that he can supply, you know, as high as, you know, big insecticides and fertilizer as well, you know, and they have already told him that maybe if he can reach them, that one will be splendid for them, because government is not reaching to them, and you know, and most of those guys that is farming, they are farming for themselves.
Now, Daryl, so you're part of a co-op here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and
not actually part of the co-op.
I thought you were a member. I apologize. No. Well, we know people who are members in that organization, and as I understand it, I've never been a member in one of these things, but a lot of the co-ops out there will use their members' money to buy, you know, pallets of food or whatever, and then they get a sort of a quantity discount because of that. Is that kind of the idea here, is to, you know, collect money from the farmers and order a large amount of fertilizer and insecticides so you can get a good price on it and then deliver it to them?
Well, the point is, like, you know, in Sierra Leone, farmers cannot give money, you know. It's like farmers cannot give money. It's like if you want to go around and say that, okay, give me money so that I will come and give you fertilizer and insecticides, they will not. The only thing is, if you have your capital and you can start like a small amount, like, you know, sometimes you believe on big step, it's like it will be better, you know, if you have your small capital, get a small amount of insecticides and fertilizer.
So you're looking to raise the money as an investment to buy some product and then take it and sell it to the farmers. Would the farmers be willing to buy this the fertilizer if it was put in front of them?
Yes. They would love to do it, because, like, we want to do a high amount of hype. We want to hype it in the media, hype it in the radio stations, mm-hmm. you know, and see how local farmers can go for it and then tell them that this is the only way your plantation will be better, and you know, and if your plantation will be better, more people will come for it, and then, you know, and sometimes most of this fertilizer can make most of their farm and their plantation go faster, because sometimes some plantation took something like 6, 7 to 8 months, and you know, sometimes most of these farmers need to feed like a bigger family, so like they can have like 3 months or 4 months or 5 months.
Yeah, if you can extend the growing season, if you can make it more likely that the crops are not going to die, then that's going to increase the yield and increase production and hopefully feed more people. If folks want to get in touch, I think the Sierra Leone Liberty Group is probably the best way to do it, SLLG.info. That's your website, Mustafa, and I'm sure you can connect folks with Avis if they want to help them out with the plan. Good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Always, you know, something interesting going on over there in Sierra Leone, and stuff that we take for granted, they struggle with some of the most basic things, and it's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. In addition, it's also the New Year's Day edition. So glad to be here with you in this first episode for 2017. In studio with you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnny, try that one more time. Sorry.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Also want to let you know about the Libertarian Party. They are doing a giveaway of free memberships. You can get one by going to lp.org. And that's, lp.org/FTL. So that's where you have to go. And that'll take you to the free membership page. Normally it's $25 to get a year membership in the Libertarian Party, but because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get it for free. So go, and if you want to join the LP, the third largest political party in the United States, if you want to help move it in a more principled direction, the only way to do that is from the inside. So go to lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and those FTL letters need to be in lower case.
Ian,
yes, sir.
As it's New Year's, are you a guy that makes New Year's resolutions?
Sometimes, yeah. I haven't really thought too hard on it yet, though, at this point.
I have done a little thought about it, but I've been trying to avoid the thought in my mind.
Oh?
Because there's some vices that I know that I would choose to give up, and I don't want to give them up yet.
So like what? Do you want to talk about that?
In nicotine addiction, Ian?
Oh, you're a cigarette smoker?
I don't smoke cigarettes, no, but I'm still addicted
you're a
to nicotine.
Dipper,
yeah.
Right? You dip.
That's right.
Okay.
So I've quit before for months at a time.
Really?
But I am, I'm addicted to nicotine. And
have you tried, different things? So, sunflower seeds instead of nasty tobacco inside your mouth.
The best thing that I've ever, the best substitute I've ever come across is chewing dried marijuana.
Interesting.
Because it's got this flavor. It's spicy. It kind of burns in your mouth a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It feels like something's happening, and something is happening. You can feel it just by chewing it. Just kind of a light. Maybe it's a localized anesthesia or something in your head. But there's also a product I've heard of, Daryl, that uses coffee. They make some kind of coffee chew.
Okay.
And that might work, too. Anyway, so that's...
It's worth quitting if you can, right? I mean, I don't know. I know that your typical cigarette smoker is smoking like 2 packs of cigarettes every day. And so that's, you know, in New York City, that's $20 a day. And a lot of other places, that's $10 a day. I mean, it's a very expensive habit. How much?
Not to mention the fact that it'll kill you.
How much dip?
It'll disfigure you.
Right. Most of the time it will. I mean, some people live a long life, but not always. How much dip do you go through on a weekly basis? And what does one of those cans cost?
I'd probably 1.3 cans a week.
Okay.
I'll say maybe, let's round that down to a can a week, and that goes for like $5.50 here in New Hampshire.
So you're definitely spending less than a typical cigarette smoker.
Yep.
Okay. So that's good. So you're already saving just by dipping instead, but of course then you get mouth cancer or whatever, right? Is that what happens with
the cancer risk dippers? Is a fraction for oral, for what
is
I do
right?
than for smoking, yeah.
So, you know, the risks are lower. You just want to quit because you know it's bad for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's Ian, I came to New Hampshire to be free, and I'm a slave.
You're addicted to it, right? Okay.
It doesn't do anything for
What's
you
What's your girlfriend
at all.
Think about it?
It just takes from you. She didn't press me on it. I, you know, volunteered the information to her and just because it was bothering me because it was something that she didn't know about.
I mean, I can't imagine wanting to kiss someone who had just finished dipping, so it doesn't seem like... You know, it is particularly attractive to females, but I'm just guessing on that. I mean, if she's a cigarette smoker, then maybe it is an attractive thing. I don't know her.
Yeah, well, it's gross, Ian. Let's not talk about it that anymore.
Okay, you brought it up.
You brought it up. Yeah, but I was trying to mine information out of you, and you guys turned on me.
So you do want to have that as your resolution?
I know that is the resolution that makes the most sense to me. That makes the most sense for me. So that's why I'm trying to just not think about it.
Do you get the, I know you want
like
to talk about
I'm trying to
it,
hush up the angel on my shoulder.
So if you were to just quit cold turkey, would you have the same kind of withdrawals that like a cigarette smoker would, where you'd start jonesing for the nicotine and get really irritable and start freaking out, have to go out and buy another can?
One time before, when I had probably quit for 6 months, I guess that is the closest to success I ever got. And I don't remember ever really just, you know, sitting in my chair, pulling the arms off of a sofa or something.
So you went for 6 months without it?
It's just you train your brain to think. When you start thinking, all you can think about it is, I just want to go smoke a cigarette. You instead think, I'm not smoking, and that is really hard to do, and that's an accomplishment. So you just try and think about how you're actually really doing something. You're not just sitting there, not doing anything, going crazy in your mind. You're actually pursuing, you're taking steps along a path. You're doing a positive action. So that helped, and that's why I don't remember having feelings of anxiousness and stuff, because I just replaced those feelings with those other thoughts.
Well, I know when Daryl suggested the sunflower seeds, that's the idea of that some people are addicted to the physical movement of putting something in their mouth, whether it's
right.
a cigarette.
That's why a lot of people that smoke cigarettes, once they stop, they wind up gaining a lot of weight, because then they'll just put food in their mouth,
right?
Because it's the motion of, you know, moving the hand to the mouth.
And some people will use like gum.
Yep.
Some people will use, like you said, sunflower seeds,
patches.
I mean,
the nicotine patch.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking of things you put in your mouth, but yeah.
Well, in theory, you could put the patch in your mouth.
I
don't recommend it.
Yeah. Probably not a good idea. Well, you know what? I hope that.
Oh, it's a horrible idea.
Yeah. I hope that you can do that, man. That sounds like a really worthy goal. I think what I'd like to see happen in 2017 is for keen activists to recruit more businesses into Bitcoin. 2016 was a big year for Keene. Now, this is where we live. We live here in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. Keene is the county seat of Cheshire County. It's kind of the biggest city in the southwest. It's like only the seventh largest city in all of New Hampshire. And when they say city, they mean a glorified large town.
There are actually towns in New Hampshire larger than Keene.
With a larger population, yeah. So, you know, Keene has become a hotspot for Bitcoin accepting businesses in real life. We just got back from the Bitcoin meetup we have like a monthly meetup at a local business in downtown Keene that actually takes Bitcoin for their products. It's called Local Burger. And so, you know, they'll cook you up a burger that's actually locally sourced meat. That's kind of what they're into there. And you can pay with Bitcoin, which is a really cool experience for a lot of people who have never done this. You know, they've heard about Bitcoin maybe, and they kind of know that it exists, but they didn't know that they could use it in real life. And we've actually got multiple kind of Main Street style businesses that actually accept it.
I got the cabin air blower in my Honda replaced, and the mechanic took Bitcoin for it.
Excellent. Yeah, that's one of the newest ones is the auto mechanic here in Keene that is taking Bitcoin, which is a huge, if you think about it, on the scale of businesses accepting Bitcoin, that's a major score for the Bitcoin community.
Yes.
Because, you know, prior to that business taking, the auto dealer taking Bitcoin or the repair shop, then it was all like small ticket stores, so a restaurant or pizza place, convenience store, you know, relatively low tickets, probably the average ticket's $10 or $20 or something like that. But the average ticket at a auto repair shop is probably $500 or $1,000 or something like that. It was interesting. It was really fun to bring them on board, and it's a major feather in the cap of the Bitcoin community here, which I think is going to get stronger over time as more libertarians move to New Hampshire. As you know, the Free State Project kicked into gear last year with 20,000 signers. The Shire Society has an unknown number of signers that are coming here, and they're getting active. And a lot of them are Bitcoiners. A lot of them are fans of cryptocurrency. And for listeners that may be new to the idea, you should go check out Bitcoin.com. It's a great introductory website that will tell you why Bitcoin is special. Today, it crossed over 1,000 U.S. dollars.
Woo-hoo!
According to BitcoinAverage.com, that is currently it's right now over 1,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. So it is a pretty big day in the Bitcoin world. And, it's $9.92 now. It's Free Talk Live. Well, it was there.
That's it. Sell them all.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here in the live Sunday edition. It's New Year's Day, and of course you can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're kind of talking about New Year's resolutions, but also the economy and Bitcoin. We're going to get into economics in one lesson coming up here in moments. We've been doing an ongoing chapter-by-chapter book discussion about this free book that you can download anytime you want. It's by Henry Hazlitt. It's called Economics in One Lesson. But we were talking about Bitcoin, and today is a very big day for Bitcoin. Right now, the Bitcoin average price just over $1,000 per Bitcoin. It's been just an amazing last few months. It's been an amazing year. I think, Daryl, you said last night that a year ago, Bitcoin was at around $400.
Yes.
So it has more than doubled in the last year's time frame in its U.S. dollar-based value. And hopefully it'll continue to go up from here. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but you know, Bitcoin could fall to nothing, but the odds that that'll ever occur are very, very slim, given that more and more companies and businesses are starting to accept Bitcoin. The more established Bitcoin becomes, the less likely that it will ever be worth nothing, because it's useful, because it does what it says it's going to do. It's a decentralized currency that is cryptographically secure. It cannot be hacked. It can't be stopped by the government, because if it could be hacked by now, surely somebody would have figured out a way to do it. I mean, it's been around now since early 2009. It's had a long lifespan for something in the digital world, but compared to the rest of the monies that we're used to, it's a very, very short lifespan. So ultimately, we're still on the beginning side of this thing here. And I think that a lot of people will look at the price of a Bitcoin and they'll say, and I've heard people saying this just in the last 24 hours, like, what? Bitcoin's at $1,000? Ah, I should have invested when it was fill-in-the-blank price, right? So whatever price they saw it at when they first saw Bitcoin.
I should have bought it when it was $30.
Or $400 or $700. I mean, somebody was grousing about not buying at $700.
When it was like 11 cents.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what it was at that time.
Oh, I did.
Oh, damn it.
And I created an account on Mt. Gox, which at the time was the only place you could buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Had not yet connected my bank account, and it was the first time that Mt. Gox got hacked. And I was like, don't know about this Bitcoin thing.
Yep.
I'm out. And then the next thing I know, it's worth like $5. And somebody was like, hey, I want to buy this thing and pay you with this stuff called Bitcoin. And I was like, I don't know about that, but yeah, okay. And I'll just sell it right away.
Yep. And you did.
And I did.
Well, hindsight's always 20/20. But what I was going to point out was for everybody who's looking at the current price and saying, oh, woe is me, I should have bought it, fill in the blank price. Remember, you could be looking back in another year, 2, 5 years, or whatever, however much time, and then you could be saying to yourself, ah, I should have bought when it was 1,000. I mean, now look, anything can happen. This is, you don't want to invest any money that you can't afford to lose, obviously, but it could very well be that we're still on the low end of the, whatever the peak Bitcoin price will be in its lifetime. I mean, if Bitcoin hits 5,000, 10,000, I mean, some people have predicted as much as $1 million for one Bitcoin. Now, obviously, predictions are a dime a dozen, and anybody can make them. We don't know what's going to happen, but I think that there is that possibility that given the low level of adoption, that you know, all things considered, most people don't have Bitcoin. Most people are not familiar with Bitcoin. They don't know much about Bitcoin. Some people may have heard about it, but they don't really know how to describe it. You know, we're in a time frame here, even though we're 8 years into the Bitcoin experiment, where the average person on the streets doesn't know about it. Now, the average person on the street could tell you what a credit card is. Now, whether or not they could tell you exactly how the credit card system works behind the scenes is another question.
That's one of the biggest objections to Bitcoin is, well, I don't know how it works. Well, I don't know how an internal combustion engine works, but I still use cars, and I guarantee you that the person telling me, I don't know how Bitcoin works, also doesn't know how an internal combustion engine works. They couldn't tell you all the ways that a radio works, how a television works.
What happens when, I mean, if you just want to stay on financial instruments, what happens when you send a check into the bank? You don't know unless you've worked in banking.
Give the check to the teller, and then they push some buttons, and then you have the money.
What do all the numbers on the back of the check? You ever get the check back from the bank and the report that you get at the end of the month? What do all the numbers mean there? What's an ACH transaction? What is the automated clearinghouse? What does the Federal Reserve have to do with any of those things? You know, so yeah, the question is, did the money get into your account? Can you spend it? Okay, then it works, and you don't have to really know all the ins and outs about it.
Right.
Same thing's true with Bitcoin. Can you get Bitcoin in your Bitcoin wallet? Can you send it to the people you want to send it to and receive it from the people that you want to receive it from? Is it secure? Well, if you trust in the geeks, then yeah, it is, because the Bitcoin system is, for the most part, open source. Bitcoin's code itself is open source, so anybody who wants to can go and audit the code. Anybody who knows programming can go and read it and make sure there's no sneaky back doors that the Bitcoin programmers put in so they can raid the system and take all the money out of it or something like that. That doesn't exist. The code is secure. We know some of the people who are involved in making Bitcoin, and it just keeps getting better over time. The applications, the wallet applications, the point of sale systems for businesses, mom and pop businesses are adopting this around here in Keene and all around the world. If you go to coinmap.org, you can actually see a physical map with locations on it of places where you can go to in your city, maybe, that actually accept Bitcoin. Larger cities certainly are going to have them. Small towns, it's going to be hit and miss.
I'm a big believer in Bitcoin. I'm real excited about this thing that's happened with the price this past year.
Oh, yeah.
And I like Bitcoin because it is – I like it for – as compared to U.S. dollars, for example, and as compared with other cryptocurrencies
Of which there are hundreds.
Yeah, competing cryptocurrencies. I like Bitcoin because it is scarce. There's no way to make a Bitcoin outside of the mining process that all of the Bitcoin miners do. They're scarce, and like you said, they're useful.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can buy things online with them. You can buy things in real life with them. And they're easy.
When you're shopping online, you can save 15, 20, 25% or more with Save It Purse.
SaveItPurse.com allows you to save on your Amazon purchases and more than that nowadays. It's a pretty great website. I've been using it for a long time. So, yeah, you can save money by using Bitcoin. So that's a great incentive for people to actually look into this.
And Bitcoins are the granddaddy of any pretenders to the throne. And Bitcoins will you won't be able to duplicate them, but they will have the cultural cachet. They'll be the first ones on the scene, and so I think that the price is I think that $1,000 is
low.
A real bargain.
It's low it's
for
low
anybody
year.
Who's under 75 years old.
You know, even older people are interested in this. I mean,
it's still useful to them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've done outreach on at the county fair, and while I certainly, if I'm given the choice between talking to a younger person and an older person, I will tend to talk to the younger person.
Although at the county fair, because we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, a bunch of the younger people are like, yeah, I don't have a smartphone.
Yeah, well, that's true. But given the choice, I'll choose a younger
computer
person over an older person just because they're more likely to have some technology.
True.
And be interested in that. But you can never judge a book by its cover, and you shouldn't just dismiss somebody because they're 75 and think, well, they wouldn't be interested. Well, you'd be surprised how many of them are actually interested. And many of them are, a lot of older people are interested in the internet and technology, and plus, they have family members. I remember one old lady was like, this would be a cool gift for my grandchildren. I said, yeah, it's a great idea. How cool would that be to have grandma give you your first Bitcoin wallet and get you set up with that? That would be awesome.
Now, I was, when I said the under 75s, I was thinking about in light of greedy Bitcoin speculation, $1,000 maybe. It won't, maybe. It's not going to, the price isn't going to be, if you have a whole lifetime to enjoy the rise of the price in Bitcoin, then it's an easy, it's a slam dunk decision. But I mean, I take it back, Ian. Even somebody who's 75 years old, price could be $6,000 a coin next year.
It could very well be.
Investment.
We have no idea what's going to be around the corner here. I mean, this thing, obviously, a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, this price has been shooting up. It can't last forever. And it probably can't last forever. But the real question is, if it's going to, go back down, at what point will it start that fall? And we have no idea. We don't know what's going to be coming tomorrow with Bitcoin. That's part of the excitement of it, is this is a new territory. Even though we've got 8 years of history, you can't look at the history of something like this and judge what it's going to do in the future based on that. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, economics in one lesson. Plus, I just went and looked at some Bitcoin headlines. Looks like there's some big news about Microsoft and Bitcoin coming up here. We'll share that with you in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves here. It is the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.